Welcome back to episode 2 of Monster Mates, you filthy degenerates.
Yes, welcome to the second episode of season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer.
Hi.
Please choose a number between 1 and 98.
I'm going to pick 23.
23. Slug girls.
Okay.
We're getting on a really disgusting path here.
Oh, no. Is this a prelude of all season 3 is just disgusting? Did we go through all the good shit already?
Well, no, we don't. We haven't yet. Okay, hold on. I keep forgetting.
Now,
my
picture in my head right now of a slug girl is like Jabba the Hutt, but with tits. So Jabba the Hutt, but...
Yeah.
But I obviously... There's probably more to it than that.
Okay, so the official name for this is a Tritonia.
A Tritonia.
Yes. Without going into it, I think I'm going to give this... I'll give this a 6.
Visually, she looks cute.
Okay,
so I just didn't know what they would look like. Without knowing anything about it other than what they generally look like, I'll give this, like, a 5.
Okay.
I think there's possible... I think I'm like, on the fence. Like, it's either... It could go horrible or awful.
Okay.
Only
horrible or awful.
One's worse than the other.
Fair. All right, you read this one.
They are monsters who live in the ocean, originally possessed shells. However, it is supposed that they abandoned their shells through the process of evolution due to the necessity of showing off their own bodies to males.
Thanks, Darwin.
Darwin doing God's work. Aside from crawling along the bottom of the ocean, they can wave the part of their body that flutters to move through the water as if floating. Their bodies are soft that when touched by another person, their hands will sink into it.
Aww.
Likewise, they are a docile race with a soft demeanor and temperament. Their bodies are adorned with fins depending on each individual and environment in which they live. There are many different beautiful colors and variety of patterns which makes them appear just like a lady wearing a dress. Those who behold the elegant figure of them swaying their fins will likely be charmed. The beauty of it enthralls not only men, but women too. And even among humans, dresses that were patterned after their appearance are favored by noble women.
Okay.
The feelers growing from their heads sense the presence of men and unconsciously guide them towards them. It is said that they even come up to the surface. However, they are extremely gentle monsters, and even if they do encounter a man, they just act spaced out or approach him in a calm, friendly manner, and would never aggressively attack.
Aww.
On the other hand, the tentacles that they have on their backs automatically, autonomously, from their will and thoughts, upon sensing something moving behind them, will automatically seize prey or attack an enemy. If a human man... that's there behind them, they will aggressively capture him due to the monster's instincts, sometimes even coiling around his body, teasing him with pleasure to the point of ejaculation, according to what some say. They don't have any sensation in the tentacles on their back, but the feelers on their head are sensitive to men's mana. However, since they can only sense the location of a man extremely vaguely, they will just continue to search for a man who isn't in their field of vision, regardless of the fact that they are actually carrying the man on their back. Oh. It is often they chase they will finally realize the man is stuck in the tentacles on their back only after the man has been squeezed out of him, the mana has been squeezed out of him countless times by their tentacles. Thus, in the situation of encountering a Tritonia, aka Slug Girl, hiding oneself is dangerous. It is probably safer never go behind them. Instead, inform them of your presence from the front.
Okay.
They have a habit of recognizing things that have sunk into their own body as belonging to them. It is the case that if a man buries himself in their body, or even they themselves... to look after him, embrace a man who was violated by their tentacles. In either case, they'll recognize the man as their husband and seek to copulate.
Aww.
When as closely together as possible, they like to have their husband's body sink inside their own more deeply. Besides just getting deeper pistoning, such as deep kissing, burning one face, and soft breasts are also likely to greatly please them. Also, it's not just the man's body that they are trying to make sink inside them. If an unmarried individual, she won't refuse any man who wants her. Okay. And towards the man that become her husband, she'll show a deep tolerance as if she's willing to accept anything. When a man seeks them and begs for their affection, they experience powerful joy as if their husband's heart is sinking inside them, becoming theirs. Aww. So they will repeatedly, gently embrace and have sex with their husband, continuously providing pleasure and comfort so that he will be dependent on them.
That's adorable.
This is cute.
This is amazing.
This is really cute. Like, where are my Monster Girl animes about the slug girls? Come on, we have no representation. This is horseshit.
This is the first, like, that's adorable. All I'm thinking is a very, like, literal bubble-headed, like, mommy energy.
Like, basically. Literally, you know what I'm thinking when I'm seeing this? I'm feeling Lucoa.
Yes, 100%.
This is like Lucoa from Dragon Maid.
Yep, this is Lucoa from Dragon Maid. 10,000%.
Oh man, I like this.
Plus, she makes one heck of a fashion statement, even to noble women.
She looks so pretty. She's got a fancy dress on. Obviously, the only thing about her is behind her. She never, like, if she accidentally catches someone, she'll never know. She'll be like, oops.
Since they act autonomously, like, from her, so just make sure she is in her, like, her 20 field of vision.
I wonder, dude, like, I love the fact that her sensors are super sensitive.
Yes, that is amazing.
Like, it went out of her way. Like I imagine her just, like, if you, like, lick those or suck on them, and she'd just straight up be like, ah!
That'd be great.
She even has a crotch tattoo.
Yep, she does, at least in this. Yeah,
in this picture, she has a crotch tattoo. Yep. Disposition, gentle, simple, diet, omnivorous, eats anything. She can even eat your coom cave, gamers.
We're not doing that situation anymore.
No, but she's super cute. I love the fact that she was straight up like, if she will literally hug you so tight to be like, mine.
You'll literally be absorbed inside her and is like, too far, too far.
And she just goes, not far enough.
Mine. If...
Time for your 3 a.m. cuddling.
Yes, dear. I wouldn't mind that 100%. Not at all. Dude, that'd be great.
This is so cute. I was not expecting this to be so wholesome. I was expecting for, like, they just want to get slime all over you. On top of that, slime is good. Like, I like the slime. The slime is good.
Yeah.
Like... I'm trying to think of bad things. Okay, one is they don't come up for air mostly, so you have to live next to the ocean. You have to have, like, I don't know, how hydrated do they have to be? Because shark girls is literally, they're in the ocean, right?
Yeah, I would say they are, like, 90% made of water. Like, they basically, the only time they would come out of the water is solely just out of curiosity, I would say.
So once, like, say you marry them, and like, if you marry them, at what point do you go, when do they get out? Do they just get out forever, or do they just, like, half and half, or?
I mean, I would imagine they would just stay with you, like, if you match with them. I would imagine it's like, oh, okay, we're living above ground forever now.
See, she has fins, though, so I don't know if, like, she needs to breathe water only.
I mean, I would imagine she can do both.
Yeah. I would love it. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. So, brothel. Would you go to a brothel for a slug girl?
I don't think you could do that kind of thing because they get way too attached. So.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, you straight up, like, oh, yeah, brothel. And then you just go,
like immediate husband, like mail order husband, effectively.
I just wanted to fuck, and she's like, I just wanted to get your heart on.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Like, they are super emotional, and that's adorable. I like it.
I love that they'll be like, even if they do a counterbed, they just act spaced out or approach him in a calm and friendly manner, just looking at him going,
sup, fam.
Just like her eyes are half open, going, hey. Cummies.
The only thing that could be a negative, as previously mentioned, is the tentacles. But for me, that's more of a challenge than anything.
Like, the only I think I can see is like you went out on a date with her, and then all of a sudden, like,
grabs the waiter by accident.
grabs someone else that you didn't want, and do you just tell your wife because she can't feel it, or do you just keep going with the day as she does that?
You see, it depends on who gets caught in there.
No, does it specifically only men that catches, or can it catch women too?
I'm gonna say, for the sake of the argument, I'm gonna say both.
All right, so, if it was a guy, I'd be like, no, honey, you found someone else. But and he'd be like, oh no. But if it was a woman, I'd be like, oh honey, I didn't notice. I'd just be a complete degenerate in my brain.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd probably get jealous too. I get like, when it comes to like relationships, I don't get jealous, but I definitely get like, love me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And so I'm just like, I don't know why in my brain I'm like this, where I'm like, yeah, if it's with a girl, okay, sure, fine. But like, if for some reason, like, if like she's like, man, that guy looks hot, and I'm just like, I'm right here. But if she's like, man, that girl looks hot, I'm like, yeah. I don't know why my brain does that. I'm like, it's the same thing. It's just, I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, I would imagine that, you know, since they have that dress form, I would assume that depending on, it had a specific thing that it was like, the individual in the environment. I would imagine they would have different dress types depending on their environment.
Like different
and
colors
such.
And shit.
You would have your classical, like, Lolita dress in certain situations, or something more rogue. I'm going to say they would be a bit more of a rogue fashion if they lived in an oily area. but yeah, you could totally do a bunch of different varieties for their dresses, depending, once again, on both their environment and on who they are, I guess, which is amazing.
It looks super good.
It does.
Like, it looks like, guys, I on top of getting whoever we get for the artist for this, like, I highly recommend checking out the picture because it's just super pretty. Like, I'm going to look up more Slug Girl specifically because it looks great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Obviously, slime is always a factor of just great. Now, what are the downsides?
Besides the tentacles? Well, for some people, it would be the way too attached thing, for sure. Some people just want to do pump and dump, as it were.
Pump and dump. Every time I hear pump and dump, I just think of like a quick and go.
Yeah, I know. like the gas station.
Welcome to 7-Eleven. Get your pump and dump.
Yep. but yeah, some people may not like the more emotional attachment that the Tritonia gets. But for me, I think that just makes them all the more adorable. But
they're super cute. I definitely like them. I'll be honest, I don't like them as much as Shark Girls, but this is a high one for me.
Yes.
Because, also, I guess I don't like the fact that it's, like, mollusk or shell, because, like, as much as we're like, yeah, slime is great, but we both know it's mucus. That's what slimes are. It's mucus-based.
Yeah, for sure.
So, which is kind of,
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can understand if someone was like, I'm not for the slime mucus stuff. And I'm like, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Also, I know some people who just don't like bubbly girls. I think it was in the comments one time, someone said, like, I do not like bubbly girls.
Which, I mean, hey, that's fair.
Yeah, they don't like airheads. I totally get that. But, like, there's just something so sweet and innocent about, like, a super bubbly air, like, head loving wife that just be like, I don't care, I love you no matter what.
Here's the thing. I can't stand airheads who are hyper. Then it just gets crazy. I want to pull my hair out.
Could you give me an example?
Unfortunately, not one you would know, but for those who have played Katawa Shoujo, I'm going to look up this character's name real quick.
Hold on,
Katawa Shoujo. It was it's a fantastic visual novel that I would highly recommend. Anyone who likes visual novels, go play.
I love visual novels. What are you talking about?
It is free. It is fantastic. Go play it. Misha is who I am thinking of. Shina Mikado, otherwise known as Misha.
Is the girl with, like, the pigtails?
Yeah, the pink pigtails.
Okay, I was looking.
Literally, her main quote is, wah, 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 wee, wah.
What?
She is a super crazy airhead. Granted, that is for certain reasons that I'm not going to get into because spoilers, but yes.
Okay, okay, I know, okay, like, Doki Doki likes,
Sayori, yeah.
Sayori.
Yep.
Is that, like, a yay or a nay?
Sayori's fine, but think three steps above Sayori.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, two to three steps above Sayori, I'm like, no, out with you.
You're too much. Sayori, for me, girl.
Sayori's right in that good middle ground.
I see. You're like, no, girl, you're too much for me.
Whereas the Tritonia would be like two steps down from Sayori. But that's fair. All right, I think we can wrap this up.
I feel like we could have talked more about certain things, but I just don't know what else to talk about on this one, you know?
There's not too much to talk about, unfortunately, besides how pretty they look.
They look so pretty, and they look so nice, and they literally just want to, like, she's the woman that will, like, wear nothing except for the pretty apron.
Dress.
That pretty dress, or an apron with nothing else, and you're just like...
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, and you're like... Fuck now.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to give this a solid 8. This is a 9. This is a 9.
As a 9. Holy shit.
This is a 9. This is a 9.
I have to give this a 7.
All right.
It has a lot of very sweet things. It has a lot of very good things. But what it doesn't have is a lot of things that I'm super into.
That's fair.
But as a whole, I can appreciate it and go, no, this is wholesome. This is cute. Give me cuddles.
Yep.
Literally, I am your plush toy. Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, you degenerates. And tell us what you would rate a slug girl. And what color or variation of them you would like.
What kind of dress would you like to see them in? Ooh. I'm curious. But other than that, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, then consider subscribing. And if you want some updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. And be sure to check out the amazing artists who did the thumbnail for this episode. And until then, stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you so much for watching.